Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show. Stepping into the Barber Zone with your host, Chavez Moment. Your man straight out of Columbus, Ohio. How's everybody doing today? I hope you're keeping it warm. I don't know about where you at, but here in Columbus, it's kind of chilly outside. So, you know, we're back on the air one more time. First of all, as we always do, we got to start off by giving a little thanks. You know, so thank you, Father, for another day. Thank you for another opportunity to be a blessing in someone else's life, as well as receive the blessings that you have for us. So thank you for this show. Hopefully that it may reach some individuals that may need some uplifting or some outlook on their uplift on their life. Father, I thank you for being a blessing in my life and allowing me to be one for others. All these blessings we ask in your son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now let's get on to what we do. Here on the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show, what we do is we sit here and we talk about what's going on in the barber business, not just the barber business, but the hair industry as a whole. So we're going to have some guests on here today and in the future that we're going to let you know what they're doing in their individual cities, communities, or what they're doing to lift the barber game, and also, you know, just how their lives going, how they're doing in their community. So look like I got my man on here, my man Roman. Let's see if we can get this brother on the line real quick.
Oh, no.
Roman, good brother. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, man?
All right, all right. Welcome to the Barber Zone, man. Stepping into the Barber Zone for this next hour or so. Just wanted to introduce you. Got my brother Roman Makanis. Did I say the last right?
You sure did.
All right, all right. Roman Makanis out of Indianapolis, Indiana. He's with Creative Platform Hair Studios. Also creator of the Creative Platform Hair Magazine, Creative Platform. He's got some other things in the works. So just want to introduce this brother and, you know, let the people know what you got going on in the shop, how Creative Platform is doing, how it came about, and, you know, what you're doing, period.
What we got going on right now for us, Creative Platform Hair Studio, retailing products. A lot of us as barbers don't retail products, so retailing products to our clients is very, very important. It's an extra way to make money, especially in these economically hard times. Just so you know, maybe 5-10 minutes talking to your clients about different products, shampoos, conditioners, especially with these cold conditioners, cold and indie too. So.
Okay.
A lot of them need things for their hair, and a lot of them are going alopecia is sweeping through right now because a lot of people are stressed out, so they're getting the alopecia, and you're able to give them some kind of help for their alopecia. And certain things they can do, like keeping their hair moist and moisturized, that can help with the alopecia also as well. So, yeah,
okay.
That's pretty big. So that's what we got going on in the studio. And for the magazine, we're helping barbers and cosmetologists out for us advertising. A lot of barbers and stylists don't know how to advertise, but magazine is one form of advertising that we do. What
okay.
I got new going on is the Indiana Barbers and Cosmetology Association for Indiana. So
okay.
Those are some of the things we got going on.
All right, all right. Yeah, that's hey man, that's a wonderful thing, man. And I've met Brother Roman, man. I'm out doing shows and everything, and we just connected. He's like, bro, I got a magazine. I got some things going on. So I'm like, okay, bro, we're doing the same thing. Let's look into it. So, you know, that we meet a lot of people on the road or whatever we do, and, you know, you meet some people and you just get that crazy energy from them like, nah, I want to stay away from this guy. Nah, this guy, you know, I don't like his vibe or whatever. But when I met you, it was all, you know, it was all love. I'm like, okay, this brother seems sincere, man. He got some things going on. So, you know, we connected. We've been talking ever since. So, hey, it's time for us to connect and do some big things. That's what the whole barber business is about. If you don't
Absolutely.
Know, barbering is about networking.
Yes.
It's about networking. How you can network with the next person to make somebody else's life better. Because that's what we do. We make people's lives better. Looks like Look like we got a brother that you might know, man, that just signed on the line. Let me see who I can get on here. You might know this brother.
Okay.
So caller.
Caller, hey, what's up, homie?
Okay, okay.
Roman,
we got the brother Chris Burke, man, on the line.
Oh, yeah, that's good. What's going on, man?
You got it, man. What's going on? Man, I agree with everything you said
world,
about my brother.
Man.
I was on Facebook one night, man.
And
I kept seeing this magazine cover, Creative Platform. He was on everybody's page, I knew. I was like, let me see what's going on with this dude. I looked his webpage up. I was impressed. He had pictures of not just hairstyles, but, you know, just the whole art of beauty and fashion, where he involved the makeup artists and the photographers and everything. I said, I got to meet this dude. I felt so bad. I saw him online, so I instant messaged him about 11 o'clock. I'm like, man, I got to talk to you tomorrow, see what's going on. And he responded. So he's a good dude, man. Plus, he's from my hometown, Indianapolis. So
that's
what's up.
And see, y'all, that right there is what you call barber love, man. That's barber love, right? Appreciate somebody else's work. So, man, that's what we need more of. Because even though these two brothers are in two different cities, I failed to mention, this brother Chris is in Columbus, Ohio with me, but you hear he's from Indianapolis. So Chris Burke, and he's with Charisma Hair Studio.
Right, Charisma Hair Studio, that's Lon Loft.
And when y'all listen to the people that come on these lines on the different shows, y'all going to see these are people that have their own businesses. These people have their own businesses and then other endeavors. The Barber Zone, we're going to introduce you to some people that's making moves in their own lives. They're not working for anybody else. They're being led by God, and they're stepping out on faith, and they're making moves to make their lives and their family's lives better. That's what we're gonna try to show you, that barbers and stylists, we're the cornerstone of our communities, man. We got people out here like, just for how many? We're gonna get on Tiger Woods. Everybody's talking about Tiger Woods. I'm not about to bash the brother, because y'all brothers know, anybody that know me, if I'm not cutting, I'm playing golf.
Right.
Okay. So we need to look at these people in the light that we see him in. I like Tiger Woods, and I admire Tiger Woods for his golf game, for how he's changed the game of golf, for how he's made the game of golf more accessible to us black people, minorities, youth, or whatever it may be. That's why that's when you look at these sports figures or whatever they're doing, you need to look at them in the light that they're presenting themselves to you. You can't see. I can't judge Tiger Woods' home life, because I don't want him to judge my home life. I admire this man for him playing golf, and that's what we need to do. If we're going to look at people as role models, we're going to have to look at them for what they're doing. Okay, he's a golfer. If you want to be a good golfer, role model, you know, guide yourself after Tiger Woods. You need some positive brothers or some positive sisters, go into your barber beauty shop. That's where you'll find the real role models. That's where you find the real people that's changing people's lives, that's working hard, that's stepping out on faith and not working for somebody else. If you need a role model, you need a role model that you can touch, not somebody that you see with the remote control. You need to be able to go to talk to this person and see what this person is doing. So when you start going and talking about his home life, I think they might say, don't throw stones if you're living in a glass house.
That's right.
So I'm not going to judge his brother on his home life. I can only judge his brother on his golf ability. That's the reason we watch him on Saturday. Well, that's why we watch him in tournaments. That's why we go out and buy the golf clubs and the Nike hats and the Gatorade and all of that, because of his golf ability. So that's what we got to do. But if y'all listening, if y'all need some role models, I got a bunch of role models for you. They write in your barber and they in your beauty shops. If you want to find positive people, because you're going to find your barbers, you're going to find lawyers, you're going to find doctors, you're going to find whatever profession that you want, they're in your barber shops. You don't have to turn on, your role models are not on MTV, they're not on VH1, they're not on CBS, NBC, or ABC. they're on there for entertainment purposes only. They starting, they need to start putting that on TV. For entertainment purposes only.
That's right.
So that's where we need to keep them. So, you know, I can be long-winded sometimes. I want to hear what y'all brothers
feel
about. I want to hear what y'all feel about the whole role model thing and how we should be positive light in people's lives. And, you know, I just need to hear somebody else's, you know, view.
Yeah, man, I think you made some good points, man. You know, like, whatever it is, if that's the point that you want to deal in, if it's golf, then look at it for the golf game. Don't start trying to say that that, you know, you can take that person for everything. But then I think there's also a responsibility that the person has once they get a great measure of visibility that they do have to clean up and protect, you know, the other aspects of their life, because with that type of influence that comes with that ability, man, you can change the whole world if you want to. I mean, if you apply yourself in that area. And so,
exactly.
You know, if he ran a good home life and he began to speak on it with the type of visibility he has, he could change everybody else who's running the game like he's running right now. Well, I don't know. His game is kind of raggedy. I was looking at Facebook and they had Tiger tips, man, on how to run your game tighter than he did. But yeah, so but you know, all that's the joke, and you know, the seriousness of the matter is that if he would put his best foot forward all the time because of the visibility that he has, he can make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody can't do that, you know. You have people who do it in their small little spheres of influence, like what you mentioned, us at the barbershop. But then you have people who do it on a grander scale, and they have more of a governmental mandate over their life to shine light in certain areas. And I don't know. He just kind of dropped the ball on that one, man. I love my wife, and I would hope that he learns how to love his in the same way that he would disrespect her or anybody in his family, because he's brought a lot of reproach on black men. Everything he stands for, you know, even though he don't want to stand for black all the time, but that's the way people see him, you know.
Exactly. And see, another thing, if people notice what Tiger did when it all came out, he said, I'm going to handle this within my family. Thank you. And, you know, just leave us alone and we'll handle it. We were the ones that, well, not we, the TMZs or whatever the little paparazzi or news people, we're the ones that keep digging in this man's life. He asked us from the beginning, let me handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
right, sure did.
Let me handle it. He asked him that from the beginning. So, but enough with that, dude. Let's get back to what's going on in y'all brothers' lives and what's going on in the barber business. Hey, if you hold on 1 second, I got our other guest on hold. 1 second. Let's see if we get him on the line.
Okay.
Barber Vintage.
What's up, man? What's
Vintage
up?
Vintage in the building.
Up?
All right,
yes,
y'all. We got my brother Joel Liner on the line with Barber Vintage, Renaissance Barbershop out of Huntsville, Alabama. So, Joel, holler at the people, man. Let them know what you got going on there, brother.
Man, I got everything going on. What you want to know about?
I want to know, but not me. I already know. So this is for the people out there. Hey, I'm going to let y'all know one thing. People, if y'all go to, like, my Facebook page, my MySpace page or whatever, you know, the Barber Zone, or just go to Barber Zone and Google me. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, all the things. But if you see me with the military-style shirt on that says Barber and got the red, yellow, and green shirt, I mean, red patch on it, that's Barber Vintage right there. I got that from that man Joel right there. So, Joel, tell the people what you got going on, man. You got a little bit of stuff going on, brother. Let's hear it.
For those that don't know, like I say, the military shirt, that's our most popular shirt, Barber Vintage. You see us at Bonner Brothers every year, February, August, we're always there. If you're looking for them, you can go to barbervintage.com and get them. We also have shirts for not only barbers but also stylists. So check us out. And also, in addition to the shirts, I'm stepping out this year and doing the barber battle.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, so definitely
congrats. Hey, congratulations.
So you know, I'm up against, you know, some vets. You know, guys that I look up to, man. So it's gonna be tough, but I'm putting my best foot forward.
Okay, okay. And if y'all don't know what this brother's talking about, the Bronner Brothers Hair Show down in Atlanta, which is February 20th through the 23rd in 2010. They have what they call the barber. They have a barber competition, which is sponsored by Andis, where you come on and basically anybody can get in. You pay $100, you can get in, display your skills. But what he's talking about is a barber battle, where you have to be invited to come and get in this competition. It's what? How many in this year? Maybe five or six?
Yeah, I think it's going to be five.
Five barbers. So these are some of the top barbers in the country. Five of the top barbers in the country come together and display their skills. And if y'all ain't never seen a barber battle, watch out. I don't know if anybody seen the movie Good Hair. That's a hair competition.
Right.
But when you come to a barber competition, man, you ain't never seen these brothers cut, design, color, upside down, sideways.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Brothers is doing everything under the sun.
Tell them.
And this is
haircuts in 3D? 3D haircuts.
Yeah, this is barbers. This ain't stylists.
Yes.
This ain't the hair wars and all of that. This is the barber battle. If you don't know, hey, congratulations to you, Joe, for even being, you know,
yes,
even
congratulations, man.
Being nominated to get in that joint. I know you're going to do your thing. I'm telling y'all.
Yeah, man.
I've been around some of the top barbers in the country, man. Some of the top barbers in the country. And this brother right here is one of them.
Yep.
Might have my man MC Ray's in the battle with you.
Oh yeah.
Big G Weird is stepping back out one more time.
Right.
I haven't got any word on who the other two is, but hey.
Tentatively, what I've heard is G Weird, Doug.
Okay.
Christina right. Gorey. Yeah. I think she's out of Cali.
Okay.
I want to say that DL was doing it.
DL, yes. DL out of
DL.
And out of Nashville.
Yeah. Is Eric gonna be in it this year?
Who's that?
Is Eric Cheeks gonna be in it this year?
No.
I got a text from Cheek the other cause I texted him we was trying to do something, but it's not working out for me. But the way the text came through, it kind of made me think he might be, but I'm not exactly sure. So I don't know. I really can't say right now.
Okay.
But those just who I've heard. I don't know if anything has changed since then.
Okay. Hey man. Well, hey, anybody out there, if y'all want to see what's going on in black hair, whether you're a barber, stylist, you're a makeup artist, you're an esthetician, or whatever, invest in yourself. And leave up out of your community, leave up out of your comfort zone, and go down to Atlanta for them 3 days, and guaranteed, your life will be enriched. Your eyes will be open. You will see some things you never, ever thought you would see. You will meet people. You will meet some outstanding people in this business that have the same ideas, the same passions that you have. Because I can say for myself, me being from Columbus, Ohio, a lot of people don't even know where Columbus, Ohio is on the map. And a lot of these other small cities like Huntsville, Alabama.
Right.
People don't know about this. They think that everything comes from the big cities. But no, man, I stepped out one time with my man, y'all heard on the last show, my man Booney, took me down there, and dude, my eyes was open. I'm like, man, I'm not the only one that think like this. Met Joel, met Cheek, Met the other brothers, my man Mr. Taper from Barbers Only magazine, all G
right.
Wiz, all these big people I'm seeing in the magazines, and we all got the same mindset. We all got the same thoughts. Like, damn, I can do this. I got
right.
this. I got
and
this idea. And actually, these people are putting it in motion. They're not just talking about it. They're putting it in motion. When I seen Joe, he was like, bam, I got these shirts. I'm like, all right, brother, me too. But my name is Shavan. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. He said, I'm from Huntsville, Alabama. Bam, right there, we connected. There it is.
Yeah,
right.
But me, Joe, that's what I like about going to the show, because everybody is, you get a few dudes that kind of little sideways, but overall as a whole, everybody is willing to share information, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's what I love about it, man. It's enough out here for everybody to get.
Definitely.
And
that's true.
We network, and the more we combine our thoughts, our skills, our spirits, and everything, dude, we're going to blow it up. Because, one, we're in the top profession in the world. The most respected, but the least appreciated. People don't appreciate their barber until they got to go do something big.
Right. That's right.
But we're the most respected. Think about this. I see this with my customers all the time. Say you're on the phone and you're talking and you got to go do something. You can be like, man, I got to get off the phone. I got to do this for my wife. I got to do this for my daughter. I got to do this for my kids. I got to do this for my family. People still going to try to get their last word in. Hold on. Let me tell you. But you say, hey, man, I'm in the barber chair. I'm getting a cut. I'll call you back. They hang up immediately. Hang up immediately. Oh, okay. I'll call you later.
Yeah.
What kind of respect is that, man? If you're out at a function, like we do, because we got clients, we got big time clients, so we get to go to the hobnob and all of that. And people, you know, well, I'm a doctor and I'm a lawyer. I own this, I own that. And they ask you, what you do, man? I'm a barber. I own a barbershop. But everybody, oh, you do? Okay.
Right. They got certain questions for you then.
You get more attention than anybody else in that room. Because everybody in that room at one time, they need their barber or they need their stylist. You might not need that.
You know what? You can see somebody with their, and it's obvious that they've been getting their hair cut. But 9 times out of 10, a lot of people I meet, they'll be like, man, I need a barber.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, you've been getting your hair cut somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It ain't out of places lined up. But people are out here looking, you know, because a lot of guys not on their jobs like they should be.
Oh.
So it's always wrong for you to pick somebody else up, man. Oh,
one thing I want to add to that professionalism. We as barbers need to be more professional. Our look and our hair. Keep your hair cut, barbers, and also dress the part as professional. A lot of us, man, I can't tell their barber, man, by the way they look, and their hair is snapping all over their head. But they going out advertising for trying to find clients, and they need to find a barber themselves. I'm being for real, man. That's real talk.
Hey, brother, I'm laughing with you, man. I am totally laughing with you. Y'all know I got dreads, man. So, brother look at me and say, man, why you got dreads?
They say, how you got dreads and you a barber? I said, bro, let me tell you this. I can show you how to grow long, healthy hair, but I can also keep you groomed.
That's right.
What else better to come to than a brother that got hair down the middle of his back? You know he can show you how to grow healthy hair.
That's true.
Most definitely, yeah. And
walking example. Yeah.
I'm tired of passing
on
my cars to other barbers and they don't have a haircut. And I'm like, hey, you need your haircut too, man. They be like, hey, I'm a barber. I can't tell you a barber. I'm just giving you a car, man.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Back to that professionalism we talking about.
Not to be, man.
Come on, people. One, keep your shop clean.
Yes, please.
Shop owners, independent contractors, barbers, whatever you is, keep your shop and your area clean. Just because you're not the shop owner, if you see that the trash can is full, empty the trash can, because when customers come in, They don't know who left the trash like that, so the name of the shop goes bad. I've gained so many customers from, you know, the little area I'm in because, I was at his shop. His shop was nasty. Wow. Come on, brother.
Most of the women bring the little boys in. Mostly women bring the little boys in, so, you know, they notice that women do. That's the first thing they notice about the shops.
Oh, man, your shop is so nasty. And then,
I know women that, you know, go different places, and if the bathroom is clean, they ain't horny.
That was the next thing.
Brothers,
keep your bathrooms clean.
Keep your
bathrooms clean, please.
I think that's probably one of the best investments is that little bit of money that you might pay for somebody that has the grace and anointing to clean a place, make it sparkle, and represent you better than you can represent yourself. It's worth those little few dollars that you might pay, you know, just for somebody to keep it clean on your behalf. You focus on work. I mean, you're the one that cuts, you know.
Yeah.
Get somebody to come up behind you once a week, twice a week, however busy your place is. Of course, the busier it is, you might be able to afford it every day. But it's important,
right,
like I said, to put your best foot forward, make sure that the place looks nice and neat.
And brothers, we don't. If you only got 3-4 chairs in your shop, you don't need somebody to come in and clean your shop. Unless you're doing a service to a young man. Unless you got a young man and you want to come in and show him some responsibility about cleaning up or whatever, but you have to be able to show him how to clean up first.
Right.
You can't
just
bring him in and say, clean this up.
No.
No, you have to be able to show him how to clean it up. So keep your shops clean, man. Keep your shops clean. So that...
Clean your tools, too. Well, yeah, to clean your tools clean.
Hey, that's why I'm asking. Keep your tools clean. Keep your tools clean.
Boy, these brothers coming in with these bumps and stuff, they don't want to clean their clippers. They nasty.
Oh,
I
man.
See that.
Hey.
They know it. They pay attention. Hey,
yeah.
You going to clean them clippers?
Keep your clippers clean. And also, barbers, I've seen this on Twitter. Keep your clippers lined up properly.
Yes.
Keep your blades lined up properly so they operate correctly so you can give some quality haircuts. That's why your haircuts are lacking because your clip is on right. I seen a brother on Twitter the other day, it was a YouTube video, talking about he's switching from Andis Masters to some other Walls clippers or something because when he puts his Speedo Guard on his Masters and closes them all the way, they scrape his blades.
Keep them up.
Okay, brother. Okay, for all y'all barbers out there, for when you got your Masters or whatever clippers, if you put your guards on and you close them all the way up and you can hear them grinding on your Speedo Guard, that means kids are set wrong.
That's right.
That means they're set wrong. That means that blade is going back and forth. And the edges aren't right. That's why sometimes you see that your customers' necks and everything are red because your blades aren't set correctly. Find someone in your area or in your shop that can help you set the blades correctly. And, Barbara, if you in the shop and you see somebody next to you and you see that thing is happening, reach out and help that brother. Quit hating in the shop. Reach over. Help that brother, because that's going to bring more business to you and to that person.
Yeah, a lot of barbers are under misconception that your edges or your clippers or whatever instrument you're using has to be, that you should feel it, you know what I mean, when you put it on. And really, my edges that I use, if you put them on your skin, you would swear they're not cutting anything, you know, because you don't feel it. But they put a hell of a line on there,
exactly.
You know. So, and a lot of, because I'm also an instructor. A lot of students, they'll think that it has to almost be biting in order to give that good edge, and that's not the case. You know, you don't want to cause any. Really, when you go put your astringent on your customer, they shouldn't jump out of there. You know what I mean? Maybe they feel a slight little sensation or what have you, but it shouldn't be. Like it's burning.
Exactly.
It shouldn't burn. A lot of, you know, we're so used to, you know, the way that something feels. It's like, ooh, it's burning. It must be working. Well, no.
No,
you know,
sir.
Depending on your type of skin, you're going to end up with an abrasion, you know.
Exactly.
And so the
exactly.
next time they come in, you know, yeah. you're going to give them a good line because you done tattooed it on their head.
Exactly.
You get stabbed up all the way around.
You know, right.
Exactly.
You get up all the way around. And, you know, they walk around for years like that. You know, a lot of times you have to, being educated yourself as a barber, you pass that education along to your clients.
Your clients, yes, sir.
And by doing that, you know, we all have clients that get a little big head and say, oh, you know, well, you know, Chavez may not be doing this, this, and this. You know, I'm going to go check out Barber X across the street.
Yeah.
But guess what? They're going to come back.
Barber X will make you tap out.
Right, right, right. Yeah, tap out quick. Barber X is not going to be doing the same things that you do, you know. And when you give that knowledge to them, although they go to someone else, they take what they learned and look to see if the, you know, if the next guy is doing the same thing. And a lot
right.
of times, unfortunately, you know, they're not.
Exactly, because I got a few customers that, wow, nobody's ever done this, or nobody, I hear this, and this is what really, really surprises me. Nobody's ever edged me up with a razor. Huh?
What?
Huh?
Wow.
I'm like, and this is how I, if you don't know how to use a razor, you're not a real barber, man. If you don't know how to do razor work, and see, all right, people out here, let me give y'all a little education out here. Like Joel was saying, your edges are for edging and outlining. They're not for balding. I see so many barbers, they go to give a brother a tight fade, and they try to use their gray boys, which are your Andes outliners. They
right.
try to bald their whole head with it, and then at the end of the cut, they try to give them an edge up, and then wonder why the edge up won't come through correctly. Set your instrument and your tools up. The Andes BGR pluses, the BGR 5 with the detachable blades, get you some 5-aught blades. Or if you're old school dude, you're using the 076s, get you a 5-aught blade, which is made for balding.
Yep.
And use your edges for edging. Use your masters and your fast feeds or whatever for blending.
Now you're asking folks to invest. And like you said before, you had to invest.
How you expect to make money if you don't invest in yourself?
Right.
Great tape all over your clippers and liners, man.
Yeah, and like, man, education. Education is the key for everything. Barbers,
right.
educate yourself. See, my profession is different than stylists. Stylists have to get their continual education hours. That's why
right.
the ladies go to all these hair shows. They don't go because they want to. They go because they have to get their hours. Barbers, we
right.
don't have to do that. But as barbers, what we need to do, man, we need to educate ourselves. We need to go to these shows and pick up brothers' DVDs and educational tools. Sit in these classes that they have at the Barber Brothers shows, at the Creative Platinum shows, when you have one or wherever. Whatever show you go to, don't just go and see Joel in the barber battle. If you
right.
go to Atlanta in February, don't just go see Joel in the barber battle. Or don't just come to my booth or Joel's booth or whatever. No.
Man.
Go upstairs. Go upstairs.
Don't even make it that far. They go to Magic City and that's it.
Yeah, no. If you go in and see, that's the misconception right there, Joel. That's the misconception. Barbers think when we go to these shows, yeah, y'all kicking it in Atlanta. They don't realize, no, we work and we're in classes, we're educating ourselves, we're networking. I'm at Joel's booth finding out what he's doing. I'm at DeVita's booth with the Black Ice finding out what they're doing. I'm over there with the Major League boys. I'm over there with Curtis. I'm networking with everybody, see what things everybody's got. I'm educating myself. I'm broadening my mind and my trade, the trade that I love, the trade that's sustaining me every day. If you're
right.
not if you're not going to invest in yourself, get out the barber game. Because I see so many barbers that they go to, like, new shops or they get out of barber school. Joe, you probably know this since you're an instructor. They get out of school. They sit in the shop every day looking at the other barbers. Cut, cut, cut. But they never stop at Staples or Office Depot or, I mean, Office Max or whatever to get some $25 cards.
Right.
Barbers, right. It only costs you $25 to get 1,000 cards.
That's right.
I get tired of, like, like you said, Roman, I'm tired of meeting brothers and they don't have no cards.
No, they don't have no cards, man.
Right.
Why do you go to your city, from your city to Atlanta, to Chicago, to wherever you're going, to whatever event you're going to, and you have no cards? You know you at a hair show. You know you at a hair show. But you come and you don't have any cards. Why is that?
Oh. Yeah, also, you know, your actual skill is just a very minute part of your overall, of your overall career.
That's
right. You know what I mean? The main thing is going to be marketing yourself.
That's right.
You know,
exactly.
Let's say, I compare the rap game almost to the barber game.
Definitely.
So, right. Let's take Jay-Z out of the question because he's a good rapper. But let's say all the other people that are currently making millions, you know, not just, you know, like Russell Simmons, but also talking about performers, making millions, they not the best rappers. Diddy is not the best rapper. Master P was not the best rapper. But they were good at marketing themselves.
That's right.
And that's the same way, you know, you can go to the show all day and say, you know, sit there and watch somebody cut and say, oh, man, you know, dude really ain't doing this, this, and this, and this. But you can't front on him because he's taking his money and investing.
Exactly.
He's putting himself out there. And for the record, you know, and this may even be another show to those that are listening and saying, you know, well, I saw Chavez at the show and he really wasn't blah, 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 and I can do that. Well, I saw Joel at the show, just this and this, and I can do that. Well, yeah, you can do it. But before you started sort of talking about Chavez or Joel or Major League or whoever else is doing it, call up Bronner Brothers. Call up Premier. Call them up and find out how much money it's going to take you just to walk through the door and set up the booth. You know what I mean? Because
Bye. You
talk about investing yourself. You know, the stuff that we do at the shows, on average, you're looking at making $3,000 before you even make a dime to put in your
pocket.
Out the
door. That's
right.
Door.
I mean, I'm talking about $3,000 before you can start claiming your return on investment. I'm talking about $3,000.
Exactly.
Some people, depending on what product you have, it could be more than that.
Yeah.
That's the definition of self-employed.
Right. Some people don't even show up with $3,000 worth of stuff. You know what I mean? So, you know, you have to – I can always respect somebody. You know what I mean? I'm not the cat to really hate on anybody. You know what I mean? I can look at something and say, well, you know, it's not my cup of tea and keep moving on. But,
you know,
in this, like I say, in this business, everybody that you pretty much, you know, I can maybe count on one hand the number of people that, you know, kind of flaky, you know what I mean? But everybody else always, let's say you look at Doug. Doug Tompkins is probably, if anybody should have an attitude, well, I say maybe Doug and maybe Allen. Allen Style. If anybody should have an attitude, it'd probably be them dudes.
Yeah.
But you can sit down and talk with them cats all day, and they'll give you knowledge like crazy. I mean, they're cool. You know what I'm saying?
Man, what? Hey, like you say, you get down there and you see them brothers on the stage. They doing this. They working for Walls. They working for Anders. They got their own products. They went in the barber battles, this, that, and the other. And, but I'm telling you guys honest truth. I'm sitting at my booth. And them dudes are standing there watching me cut and then come and say, bro, I like what you're doing and that, 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 that. But I'm sitting here like, wow, dude, you just won the barber battle last night.
Right.
I mean, for real, prime example, Tariq Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Tariq won the barber battle. The next day, the dude came and was standing there talking to me, asking me questions.
Hey.
I don't, and what he said to me is, I don't do this. I do this. How do you do that? Just because you see somebody on them stages doing crazy designs and doing this and doing that, there's one part of the game they might not be good in. That's a reason why they're at the show also.
That's right.
Right. Put it like this. You never get too old to learn.
Nope.
Never get too old to learn. And you know what? I sit there and talk to them brothers and be like, wow. Man, you just won this, and you sitting here talking to me, hey, man, let's take a picture. Let's do this. Okay.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you. Joe, I got
man.
A question. No, most
I got
of
an
the
answer,
schools, I got a, yeah, I got a question. But a lot of the schools, two things. They don't teach, a lot of them in different states, they don't teach razoring anymore or how to use a razor blade, things like that. And also they don't teach you how to be self-employed. They only teach you enough to pass the state board test, and that's it. So do you have you teach them how to be self-employed so when they after they get that certificate and that license, then they know how what the definition of self-employed is. And also for razor cutting. A lot of them don't teach that either. So what do you do for that?
Right. Right. Well, let's take the self-employed part first. I don't teach students how to be self-employed. I teach but I do teach them how to be employable.
Okay.
Reason being, majority of people out here fresh out of school are, you know, your next step would be to work in a shop for somebody as opposed to coming straight out of school to open up your own shop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, before, you know, really you need to learn to be employable before you can be self-employed. Although in our business they're really interchangeable because even if you're paying you know booth rent you're still self-employed but you have to learn that professionalism that we talked about earlier. You know you have to learn that you know I have guys in my shop and come into you know and ask about positions and things of that nature and a couple of them I had to pull to the side and say look man you know and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to you just to give you some advice. You know, you come into my shop asking for a position, you know what I'm saying? You may be smelling like smoke. You may be smelling like weed. You may have house shoes on. You know? When you approach me,
oh my goodness.
When you approach me looking like that, that means that you think so little of me that you could come to me and work in my shop looking that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's disrespectful to me.
Yeah.
And I'm serious, you know, you go, we've all seen it, you go in different places, and
yeah,
people,
know,
that's
bro.
My number one pet peeve, and I've, you know, I've been on Twitter about it. Your house shoes are for the house. It's in the name of the brand. It's a house shoe. You stay in the house
right.
with that, you know what I mean? And if you want to get you some Crocs or some flip-flops, you know, you want to be comfortable, then put that on and come out the house. Put your house shoes and trust me, I'm just like every other cat out here. You know, I like to be comfortable. You know, I wear a 34. I may get a 36 depending on the brand, just to be a little bit more comfortable. You know, now with all these you know metrosexual styles, you know everything,
Pants
slim and all that other type of stuff. But if your pants are sagging and you got to hold them like every 5 minutes, so you got to walk gap leg. I mean, what is the point?
Not at all.
You know,
not
let's look at stuff. You know what I'm saying? Dudes now are wearing their suits too big. It used to be a time when dudes were just bucking the system. They wanted to do their own thing. You couldn't tell them nothing. But now it's to the point that we've done that for so long that a lot of these young cats don't even know. They don't know
They don't
better.
Know their real size. They don't know their real size.
They just don't know. So we have to take the initiative and pull them to the side and say, look, man, you know, when you buy your blazer, you know, the little tag on at the end of the sleeve, man, you're supposed to take that off. You know what I'm saying? You don't get in church with that on. You know, why you got
exactly.
your tags on your clothes?
And see, that's what I'm talking about. That goes back to when you need role models, go to your barbershops.
That's right.
Go to your barbershop and get the advice, because we know now in the black community there's a lack of fathers in the community.
Right.
There's a lack of fathers. I don't know how many customers that I have that their mothers bring them get haircuts. So we have to be that example. If we're the ones, you know, because when you're in a chair, you got a young brother in there, you ask him how's school going, how's his grades going, how's this, how's that going, he starts to look up to you. But like you say, if you're walking around with your sag game on and you unshaven and you cussing, I'm hearing brothers cussing in the shop. Are you crazy? They cussing in the shop. But that's what they're going to give up.
They don't even realize it. You know what I mean? You can say, look, man, you know, you need to ease up on your cussing. They go, oh, I'm sorry, man. You know, my bad. 3 minutes later, they're doing it again. They just don't realize. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because they don't realize, because the only male figure in their life consistently is their barber.
Right.
That's the only black male
role model or person that they have in their life that concerns about their well-being is their barber.
Yeah,
I have a customer right now, and his mom brought him in, and, you know, dude was snapping at his mom. His mom would tell him something. He turned his face up. Man, I spun that dude around in the chair. I said, bruh, let me tell you something. In this shop, don't you ever in your life disrespect your mom again. Well, I didn't say nothing. That little smirk and all that lip smacking and all that, that's disrespectful. I said, if you get in some trouble and you need somebody, that's the only person that's going to come get you and love you unconditionally. Don't you ever disrespect your mom again.
That's right.
And we went on a little bit, and the brothers was in the shop. They were like, ooh, there you go again. Because I ain't play. Dude, I'll take my belt off and give it to your mom and have her take you in the bathroom. This ain't a regular business. We don't call Child Protective Services in here. If you need a whooping, take you in the bathroom, get you a whooping, and straighten you up.
That's right.
So his mom, and come to find out, because his mom was in here telling us, you know, he don't want to listen and he don't believe the stuff that she tells him. And Chris, his mom is from the short north. His mom ran with all the short north boys.
Right.
So she's in here dropping names, and brothers is in here, literally. Brothers is in here in the shop talking about, ooh, you know him, ooh, ah. And I said, see, bro, your mom can go places and do things that some of us brothers are scared to go to and won't do. So start listening to your mom. His mom saw how the conversation was going, so she said, hey, let me run to the store. She left and went to the store, and when she left, we gave this brother the business.
Right.
The business. Hey, you know, I don't advocate the N-word, but we had to give him a few of them. Little N, if you ever treat your like that, like we really give it to him in the shop. We had to give him some realness, some real black man love realness.
Right.
When his mama came back in, he had a different outlook. His mom came back to the shop the next week and said, I don't know what y'all said to my son, what y'all did to my son, but he's totally different. The little dude started going to class. The little man, he wanted to go to college or to the army or somewhere. Because Chris and Ramon, y'all been to the shop. You know, I got the pictures and stuff in the shop. He's looking at my pictures and seeing the people I didn't cut. And my client, he's like, oh, wow, how do I do that? And we start telling him, you got to go to school. You got to do this. You got to do better. But first of all, you got to start respecting your mom, because your mom is not going to lead you wrong. She only wants the best for you.
Right. You said this something dude, earlier when we first started,
man,
about being you know, the role model and taking charge and being a pillar in the community. And that's what you just did right there in that situation. You said you're going to stand up in the community and be an example and actually instruct people into functioning the right way. And we all have to do that. And even to where we started with being entrepreneurs, we even have to do that, not socially, you know, but even within the industry. We talked about maybe instituting, we can't do it through legislation, but mentoring, where we mentor businesses just like we mentor young boys. You know, when you don't have these instructions, so that when you have everybody starting their own business, they don't end up starting it raggedy. They start it polished because they came from a polished place. And, you know, we are the leaders in the game. And then there's people out there just like us. And so when we know what it should be like, we should bring somebody under us and teach them, just like you did with the young boy. This is how you function. This is how you think. These are your goals. This is what industry can be if you add your part to it, because we all believe that there's something that we add to the industry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we all add to it. So we got to take charge and just start standing up and saying, you know, that we're the authors of this game. And we're going to write the story, and it's going to be a good one. It ain't going to have a crazy end. It's not going to die off, not on our watch.
Exactly. Hey, for a second, Chris. I failed to mention the network, man. I want you to speak on the network a little bit. Chris here is part of it's called the Network of Christian Salons. And if everybody don't know, I'm gonna say it again: the Network of Christian Salons. And if we don't realize it, that our chairs that we have, our barber chairs are our pulpits, man.
Right.
Yep.
Our barber chairs are our pulpits where we have a captive audience for 15, 20, 30, maybe an hour, where we're able to shine some positivity on people's lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can tell them about the goodness of God and how God has helped you in your life. You can let people know about your struggles and how God has brought you through.
That's
what we can do, because, man, that's our mission. And we've chosen to be barbers of stylists. So our chairs, we can either make or we can break somebody's lives. And Chris and some others here in Columbus have come up with a network of Christian salons. So you can know how to be a positive Christian salon and be able to affect people's lives in a positive manner. So, Chris, you know, give some people some information on it, and, you know, how they can do the same thing in their city.
Yeah, the easiest place to find us right now is on Facebook. We are we have a fan page on there. You can find it, the Network of Christian Salon Professionals. I think it's facebook.com/TheNCSP. We keep information on our meetings, everything that we come up with. We develop a message that empowers people to take their role in the industry, just like I just talked about, you know, whether it's from your salon or from your chair, or if you're going to invent products or whatever it is that we do, we want to have that Christ fingerprint in it. We want to be able to say that this is good, it's righteous, it's not going to lead you astray. It's going to teach other people how to live right and how to be right, kind of make the world a different place. So we're looking to put a fingerprint on the industry through this organization. It's something that we started right here in Columbus. Rhoda Gibbs came to me and said that she had a vision. God had showed her some things, and I was like, wow. He showed me the exact same thing. I think I talked to Chavez. Chavez was like, oh, wow, I'm on that. That's what's up. And, you know, every time I talk to people and explain to them the aims and goals of the network, they're saying, yeah, that's what God's showing me. So we come together, we vibe, we say, you know, we've got a person like Chavez is taking care of the barber game. We've got Stacy Gilchrist. She's really heavy into education. She's a stylist here in the city. It's getting ready to open up her own salon, but it's going to be geared towards, like what was already mentioned earlier, educating the operators as well as the clients. So you have clients that are savvy about the decisions that are made with their hair. We've got people that are in the legislative with the barber board, the beauty board, all that kind of stuff. So we're really trying to permeate the message of Christ through the industry. And it's a good thing. This stuff is available to anybody that hears. We're going to be taking charters and putting them in different cities throughout the country. Indianapolis is definitely on my list to get to. So Roman, we're going to have to hook up, and you shop me around, and we'll get that word out there. We've got people out in Phoenix that want to charter a group. So eventually we'll have enough stock together where it's a national movement. I got to get down to Nashville, man. I got people out in Alabama and Georgia and all that, too. So we got to get down there and get this thing rolling.
Okay, hey man, that's wonderful. Hey, the hour is almost up, but you know, we can keep going. But before the time goes off, I want y'all brothers to go ahead and just give everybody information on how to get in contact with you. You know, if they're in your city, or if they're in the area, or they may have some family members or something that need a good barber, you know, a good role model, you know. Give them your information. Joe, go ahead and let them know how to get in contact with you on your Facebook, your Twitter, or, you know. Give them all your information, man.
Yeah, Facebook is Joel Liner, last name Liner, first name Joel, Joel. Or you can go to barbervintage.com. I also didn't mention earlier, Chavez, we just rolled out the Razor Bump product. The Razor Bump serum called Bump Free. Well, I'll have that available. We'll hit the streets with that. So, Joel Liner or either Barber Vintage, you know, Google me, Google Barber Vintage. Look for me at the hair shows. Need your support for the barber battle. We're going to do the premiere this year. We're going to try to get to as many shows as possible. So you'll be seeing me and Chavez as many places as possible. I'm trying to get Columbus, too.
We're putting some things together for Columbus. I'm going to be on the road a little bit. Let me mention my man, Big Rob, the Midwest Hair Show up in Des Moines, Iowa, January 25th. I guess I can let this out the bag. I'm also going to be at Spring Bling in March. God has blessed me and brought my name up in some people's conversation. They got in contact with me. I'm going to be one of the barbers at the BET Spring Bling. Then we're going to be down at the Bronner Brothers show with Joel, and we got a couple other shows. Hey, brothers on the line and everybody else, look out. I want y'all to be part of the Quincy Hair Show down in Quincy, Florida. It's in June. I'm going to get y'all information so y'all can get it. But, Ramon, why don't you give the people your information so you can go ahead so they can get in contact with you and the creative people.
For Creative Platform Magazine, they can go to creativeplatformmag.com, or they can go on my Facebook page under Ramon Creative Platform McConus, and they can check me out there. And you can go into any of the websites there, and also for the Indianapolis Barbers and Cosmetology Association. The website is listed on my Facebook page for that also as well. Joe, you need to get with me also on some of that bump stuff for up here, and you want to do any advertising in that magazine, also get at me too as well. I'll be down in I'll be at Bronner Brothers in February also as well, and August of next year. And also I want to give a shout-out to my wife, Mia, also as well, and God also as well too. So and everybody in Indianapolis, all the barbers here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and this whole state of Indiana as well, and cosmetologists too. So, Joe, get at me, buddy.
All right, hey y'all. This is we wrapping up the show. I'd like to thank everybody for stepping into the Barber Zone for a minute and the dialogue. And you know, we all appreciate it. Hopefully, we've been a blessing to somebody else's lives. And and off. God bless and peace to everybody.
God bless you.
All right, man. God bless everybody. Bye bye.